Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, we talked to Joe Staley at 11 o'clock every single Monday, so he can review everything for us. He joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Happy to be on again.
Wow. What a difference a week.
What an attitude you have. It's beautiful.
Last Monday going into the Ram game, two wins in a week, Joe. Team's on fire.
I was thinking that we could just keep this real short and sweet. We just say, hey, run the tape from last week. It was the exact same game. And then we'll just move on. I got a big game against the Vikings. It was great talking to you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
No. Hold on. We got big plans for you. We got big plans.
But give us your thoughts on that, because this, even better than last week. I mean, you're talking about 20 plays, then they go three and out. The defense has got to be tired. Doesn't, you know, they obviously have good run numbers, but you're basically ripping their heart out with that first drive, and especially when they go three and out, then you're back on the field. You're probably looking at the defense going, we got you already, and the game just started.
What I loved about that first series, too, is that I think after the Rams game, everybody was like, well, it's not a sustainable game plan. You can't come out and run the ball 40 times. And, you know, that first series was, you know, one of those kind of series in that game that took the will away from the Rams and kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. And then Kyle came out and did the exact same thing the first play against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then to the credit of the offense, they did the same exact thing. And I know they had some penalties that kind of helped them along the way and that first drive, but that completely takes the will out of a defense. It, even though they didn't get 7 points there, it kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. The point was definitely made in that first year that it was going to be a physical game. And then also, it was 17-0, and the defense had been on the 49ers defense had been on the field for four plays. And so it's really easy when that's the formula, you know, hey, just get a big lead and then let's run the ball 42 times again like we did the week previous.
Yeah, when you joined us, it was Tuesday after the Ram game, you said that you spoke to Kyle, you know, after the Arizona game, and he gave you the clear blueprint was 40 runs against the Rams. That was not the plan in this game. It evolved that way because they had the ball for almost the entire game, as you mentioned, and certainly early in the game. But this one reminded me so much, and we're starting to see some elements of your 2019 team where maybe it's not always perfect, but you're going to run the ball. And then in particular in the playoffs, yeah. And the Vikings are coming in this week, and they kept, you know, Harrison Smith's two safeties high, run it. Green Bay comes in, run it. That's the ultimate sign of strength in all of sport, when the other team knows exactly what you're going to do and they still cannot stop it. So are you starting to see and feel the vibe a little bit from the 2021 team to your team of 2 years ago that just ran all the way to the Super Bowl, Joe?
Yeah, but it's also very different. I know the identity right now is that they're running the ball really well and they're winning the battles up front. But Kyle's doing it in really creative ways, and I think you see that obviously with Debo, but he's getting really creative with his personnel groupings. And, you know, there was a play last week, the first play of the game, where Debo was a fullback. And what that does on the defensive side of the ball is that has them out there in nickel, and you're running a base, like a, you know, nickel up front for, you know, you have extra defensive back in there. And then the offense now is still able to run their base 21 personnel, you know, fullback, running back plays. And I think that's what's so creative about what Kyle does in the offense right now is that every single base play that he has in his zone scheme now has a million different groupings. And, you know, you might put Jeff Wilson at fullback, or we might put Kyle, or we saw a play where George motioned back into the backfield and was a fullback back there. And he just getting very creative in the way that he's using his personnel. And in the respect of the similarities to the 19th season, it is a run-based offense, but it's completely different with the creativity of what Kyle is doing.
Joe Staley's joining us at Joe Show, our Monday conversation. Can you put into context for us how impressive what it is that Debo is doing as a receiver, as a runner? You said this last week that he's reading it as a running back. There's just not a lot of guys that could do that, and we were doing the comps last week. I mean, there's guys who have played those positions and been multidimensional. Guys like Percy Harvin have done that before. I know Cordero Patterson's doing it in Atlanta. But it just doesn't seem like they are doing it at this level. And we were actually even debating, like, do you put him at running back? I mean, he could be a full-time running back, couldn't he?
Yeah, and what I mean by, like, he's reading it as a running back. So typically a receiver will get back there, have a couple carries, and it will be wide open because they're not really anticipating it. You know, the seams will be there. But watching a couple of these runs that Debo had, especially yesterday, there was two plays where he ran basically with a counter concept, power counter concept. And the first one, he kind of hit it outside, right, because the seam was out there, and he kind of followed the pullers to the outside track. The second play, where he ran it the second time, he completely set up the block, the cutback inside. And that's stuff that's just, like, not taught. And it's stuff that's even hard for running backs to do that, to understand how to set up your blockers, especially at the second level. And the angles, too, that the linemen are taking to that second level. If you want to get on a linebacker, you have to have the right angle from the running back so my course as a lineman can get on him. And he understands that already as a runner. And then just, I think, you always just come back to and talk about Debo, just his mentality. Like, he's looking for contact, and he's not scared of contact either. He doesn't look to not get hit. And so he hits that hole when the seam is there incredibly fast. And I think just like how Raheem Mostert was, he surprises guys with the speed at which he hits those seams.
You know, basketball and the Warriors have taken it to the highest level. Miami started it when they had LeBron there and the Heatles and all that. Positionless basketball. We're seeing it in football where it's just positionless. You're just a football player who will move you around. You mentioned all the different fullbacks. Juwan Jennings lined up as a fullback and got the ball in the left flat. Yeah, just over and over again. They're even rotating tackles on this team. They brought in Tom Compton, flipped Jalen Moore from right tackle to left tackle, played Compton at right tackle, and went tackle eligible with Trent Williams for a series of plays. One play he left and he went out, and then he came back in, and then they went tackle eligible. And so what did you think of that play there? He did get a little bit behind. I thought if Jimmy just lofted that ball a little bit higher over the top, it may have been a catch, but you got to love that. When the best left tackle, maybe the best player on the field, winds up going over and goes tackle eligible there.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I didn't realize what they were doing until all of a sudden I saw the ball in the air and I saw Big Trent trying to go for an Odell Beckham one-handed grab in the back of the end zone, double covered. I was like, if anybody could do it, it'd be him. He's a freak athlete. Loved it. I think, honestly, though, that is a sign. It was kind of reminiscent of the years that we had with Harbaugh where I was getting some tackle eligible, and it was just like fun and it's enjoyable. Guys get a lot of enjoyment running those plays in practice, the tackle eligibles. Everybody watches. One of those things where you call it in practice, the whole scout team, the whole defense, offense, everybody knows it's coming, and then you just watch to see what's going to happen. So everybody kind of takes a step forward and then they stop and they watch. You know, they're probably watching Trent or they're watching me when I had that, and everybody freaks out when they actually catch it. I don't think people realize how much, how good of athletes sometimes linemen actually are. Everybody's always surprised if they ever get their hands close to a ball, let alone catch it. So I think if anybody was to catch that ball, Trent Williams would have been able to come down with it. But unfortunately, we'll have to wait for later in the year for Trent to have his moment in the end zone. I guarantee he's got some kind of dance, too, that will probably rival anything that Brandon or Debo could do.
All right, for your career, 3 catches, 26 yards. You had one October 30, 2011 versus Cleveland for 17. You had one on the 29th of December 2013 at Arizona for 14. And you had one on December 9, 2018 versus Denver for -5.
That was an accident. That was an accident.
What was that? I forgot that one.
Well, that was one. That wasn't a pass to me. It was a tipped pass that just came down in my hand.
I remember that.
And we had talked that week. Actually, we had this meeting on Friday, and we usually go over like different scenarios that sometimes maybe will come up in the course of a game. And we had talked about that week as a lineman. If you see the ball in the air, just bat it down. Like, go for it. Make sure it's an incomplete pass. Do not try to catch it. And I remember,
like, no way.
After the game, I was asked about it. I was like, it's like asking me not to have a piece of pizza. Like, I know it's not great for me, but I'm going to eat it. I'm going to grab for it. And I have to have my hands in the ball. And I even got up and did a dance.
I remember it.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, I remember that vividly. That's the one I remember.
They cut to Kyle on the sidelines, and he, as they were cutting to him, was cussing me out. Out on the mic to, like, the offensive line coach. So we just talked about this. What is he doing?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
No, was so the,
how about the how about the Miami Dolphin? And I think he played guard
Robert
when
Hunt.
They threw
it. Yeah, it was Hunt.
And he made a hell of a catch. Greatest. He's diving over the goal line. It's like, dude, you're not eligible. How do you not know that?
Non-touchdown in the history doesn't of football. Matter. And I love – that's what I loved about the play was that he legitimately thought that screen pass was for him. Like, there was the eligible receiver was right behind him, and I think he even, like, threw his hands up in the air, like, what is he doing? And Robert Hunt was like, it's my time. This is my time. And he made the most of it. I mean, the jump cut, the reach for the end zone got flipped.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome. Was the Cleveland game the one where you jumped up and you did the big first down? That was the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
That was the big one because I knew that was coming, and I was talking with all my family and friends. I was like, I'm going to get a pass this game, and they were like, you have to do something. And so I had it all planned out. I was like, I'm going to get up and do a very over-the-top first down celebration. And Braylon Edwards was right there, and he actually had a pretty smooth transition from the first down to a high five, and then I kind of just bounced around. And that was about it. That was my moment of glory.
I remember that one.
So that was the 2011 year. I heard you talking on the post game yesterday on 49ers Post Game Live, and we keep bringing up the 19 team, obviously, because Kyle and, you know, the way you guys ran. But you went to the 2011 year, but not your team with Harbaugh. It was the New York Giants team. It was kind of, as I recall, kind of floundering a little bit that year. Then they caught fire. So, they beat you in the NFC title game with the rain and the Kyle Williams and all that. So what is it about that team 10 years ago that you see in this 49er team today, Joe?
Well, I just think that the NFL in general is, especially this season, it's like any team that you actually think is good early on, you know, get upset. You know, you saw the Titans get beat by the Texans yesterday. There's just a lot of parity this season. I think the Niners, the way they've played the last two games, their formula is very repeatable, and I think they're catching, you know, fire at the right time. But also, I think their team's confidence. You know, you can see that locker room is really, really gelled well. They're all really believing in themselves, and I think they went through a lot of adversity, and they came out, and they were really tested, and they came out better for it. And the parallel to that team is, I remember, you know, if I recall, that 2011 team kind of went on a hot streak. They were a wild card team getting in the playoffs, I think 9-7.
Yeah.
And then just went on a hot streak. They were built by that defensive line. You know, they were creating pressure in the playoffs that year with Tuck and JPP and OC. And then their quarterback was playing really well. You know, Eli Manning played well. They were running the ball effectively, kind of similarly to, you know, how this team is right now. They're playing really good football right now, but it all comes down. I mean, this next game is huge against the Vikings. This is two teams obviously sitting at 5-5, but they're both right now, I think, playing their best football of the year. And, you know, the Niners have struggled at home, so hopefully they can bring some of that magic back to Levi.
Hey, let me just flip it to the other side for a minute, because I remember when Nick Bosa came in and everybody made a big deal. You guys were talking, and you went against him a ton. And then it just seems to me that he's got 10 sacks now. He's back better than ever. But it seems like every single play you look up, and I know this is not the truth, but he's getting held. And like the Juwan Taylor play where he's up around the neck on him and he still gets the sack, it's phenomenal to me. And I know you can call holding on every single play, but it seems like he gets more than his share of it.
Yeah, and the reason why is because he's so good and so fast at taking that inside move. You know, a lot of times offensive linemen, you try to get on players quickly and use your size and your quickness. And I think Juwan Taylor is one of the more athletic tackles, and so he was trying to do that against Nick. But Nick is so good at transitioning immediately to that inside move. And as an offensive lineman, your backside or your inside hand is trailing. And so they just reactionary, you just kind of catch him. And then what Nick does a great job too, and a lot of defensive ends do this, when they get that and they feel it, they trap it. And so they trap it with their outside hand against the body, and it's hard to get it off. And so then you're just kind of stuck there. And he's powerful enough to get vertical while doing it at the same time. You saw that one play. He still got the sack, and he still creates pressure. In the beginning of the year, you know, I was talking to him, and he was telling me, like, I'm like, hey, how are you feeling? Are you back to where you were? And he's like, no, I'm better than what I was. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's good confidence. But, I mean, he really is. I mean, especially the last probably 5-6 weeks. He's playing the run really well. He's rushing the passer. I think he's the only guy in the NFL right now with 10 sacks and 15 TFLs. So, I mean, he's playing top-notch football.
And he has switched sides the last few weeks. It started with the Bears game where they wanted him in Justin Fields' face. So he's moved over to left defensive end over the other team's right tackle. Brian O'Neill is the Vikings' right tackle, and he's a terrific player. So that's going to be a great matchup on Sunday if they keep it that way. Just going back to the playoffs in 2019 against this team and some of their personnel, they do have Everson Griffin back. Danielle Hunter is on IR, but they got Barr and they got Kendricks and they have the safety Harrison Smith. And what I remember from that game was Mike Zimmer wanted to play two safeties high and Harrison Smith was high and he wouldn't come down in the box. And Kyle just kept running it and running it and running it. It was Tevin Coleman that game. So what are your memories of facing this defensive front in the playoffs a couple of years ago, Joe?
Yeah, they're going to play a 4-3, you know, base personnel. They're going to match with their defensive fronts, and they're going to play a big box, and they just kind of think that their defensive line and their linebackers are going to cover up for those safeties. They don't have to play a heavy box. So the reason I think Kyle went to that was because their style of defense, how they play, it allows for a lot of combination blocks on the outside between the tackles and tight ends. And that's where George Kittle comes into this offense, because he's so good at getting vertical into those defensive ends. And then you have that combination block between him and Trent Williams. And then on the right side with, you know, what was McGlinchey and now is going to be either Tom or Jalen Moore. You're able to kind of displace that edge, and now you really stress the linebackers, and they're having to cover sideline to sideline more than they're used to. And I think that was one of the things that we did really well in that game, was we captured that edge. And one thing about Mike Zimmer's defense I remember is that they don't change. They're going to play what they play, and they very rarely change their techniques. And I remember in that game, we started seeing different alignments from their defensive linemen up front. And we took a lot of pride in that, because we were gashing him so much in that game, in the run game, that we got Mike Zimmer to change his actual concept. And so hopefully they can do that again on Sunday.
All right, we came up with a few different ones. The people have spoken, and we went with a running theme. So you could choose one of these, or you can go off the table. Born to Run by Springsteen, Running with the Devil, Van Halen, Black Eyed Peas. I don't know if this is the name of the song, but it's like, you know, run in.
Let's get it started.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and that goes with the opening drive as well. So you have both themes.
Any of those appeal
let's
to you?
Let's get it started.
Let's do. That's the one I wanted, Joe.
That is the one you want. Okay, can we?
All right, hold on.
Okay.
He's got to feel it. He's got to feel
hold
it.
Hold on.
And running.
See, now I don't know this part, okay, and we don't expect you to know this part.
I'll try it.
Let him get the lyrics.
Connect.
I love this.
I'm back. I'm behind it.
You want to start over again?
Oh, no, it's
get the lyrics.
The chorus is coming. The chorus
fire
is coming.
Fire up the karaoke machine.
We see the chorus. Yeah, here we go.
Everybody.
Here we
go, Joe.
Get into it. Get stupid.
The openers. Let's go. 13-minute drive to open the game yesterday, Staley.
Get it started.
13 minutes.
Running.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to do a 13-minute solo song next week so we can just find out. Maybe you can do like Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, man.
There's a lady we could do that whole thing.
Or we could do Freebird.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
He knows. My two favorites of all time, Stairway to Heaven and Freebird.
Freebird! Yeah, we could do that.
So where are you going to Tahoe, Joe? Where are you? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm in Tahoe right now. I'm going to be up here for a little bit and then going back to see family, obviously. Not family. It's not my family. It's my wife's family, which is kind of my family.
Boy, you better not hear to say this.
How's the snow up there?
No, they are my family, and I love them so much.
Good nice recovery. Save. Kick save and a beauty.
When I said that, I didn't mean I was flying back to Michigan. I'm just going to be down Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. How's the snow up in Tahoe?
None. There's zero. Zilch.
What?
Zero snow, which is a bummer. Yeah, I thought there was going to be some. Get out on the slopes, get my hairy... Avoid Christmas on the slope.
You should dress like that anyway. It would be amazing. Get yourself, what would they have, a Lamborghini? Get yourself a Lamborghini. Dress real nice. Get out. Yeah, like a sky blue suit or the orange suit or one of those. You're looking good. Top hat.
I'll probably just reenact the scene from the bathroom that we had that one night.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. Let's end on that. It's not going to get better than that. As always, great stuff. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good one.
Look forward to talking next week.
All right, see you.
Thank you, man.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.